News about our national sport, cricket.
Our national sport's footy.
It's basketball.
Gymnastics.
Aussie rules.
Golf.
MMA. Bingo.
Cane-toed racing.
Tab, we're on.
You win some, you lose more.
It's time on Racing Pulse for fast form, best bets and quaddy plays for today's Victorian racing.
Midweek racing today, Bet365, Geelong, and the man to find us the winners today is Adam Crettenden on a soft five, rail out three. How are you, Adam?
Yeah, going great. Thanks, Michael.
What do you make of this midweek Geelong card today?
It's a good program. Got some nice quality horses through the middle stages of the day. I'll pick one of them out for you shortly, and a bit of intrigue in this first event as well. Looks like we potentially might have a smart filly debuting in the first event.
Okay, well, let's get to where the money is, and that smart filly's certainly been backed off the map in the first.
Yeah, that's Sue Spirit. Look, she's not in my best for the day because she's really tight now at $1.55, but she jumped out well. It looked like Craig Williams rode her in a recent jump out there at Balnarring. And there were horses behind her that have been really well performed too. Pretty Tavvy finished second in that jump out. He's a multiple winner, and a metro grade horse, Zambergini, finished behind her too. So no surprise to see her come up nice and tight in the market in race one. So that's a race worth watching.
So where are your bets?
My best is another lightly raced horse, race seven, number 12, Etonsil, who won nicely at Sandown. Does have to go up naturally a little bit in grade here. But the run at Sandown was really good. It was a slowly run race until the 400. He was able to quicken off that, go past horses. His last 400 was well above standard in a race that was, as I mentioned, slowly run and was well below standard until the 400. So that's a good sign. The other good sign is that Mark Zara is more than willing to stick with him. He's coming down just to ride him today. And he maps well to get a box seat run. So I'm going to stick fat with Etonsil, race 7, number 12.
$4 for Etonsil. Anything else?
Well, the one race where I think the market's a little bit askew is in race 4. You know, the Beau Cougar resuming has jumped out okay. I'm just having a look at that Geelong jump out and thinking, oh, gee, this horse might need a trip this prep. So, and 225 first up is a bit tight. So I'm going to tip you Illamericana in that race, number 8, who is second up. First up run was at 1300 at Cranbourne, a little bit short of her best. She gets out a bit further in trip here, and she looks the likely leader in the race. She's about $9.50 in the market there. So she's my each way for the day, race 4, number 8.
That's a nice each way play. Quickly, if we could whip through your quaddy numbers, Adam.
First leg, 167. Second leg, 15679. Third leg, numbers 11 and 12. Fourth leg, 1, 2, 11, 12.
Good on you, Adam. Good calling today.
Thanks, Michael.